Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
Winning is an everyday mindset, and we're here to help. I'm Craig Robinson. Join me and Coach John Calipari for Ways to Win. We're kicking off during March Madness. Cal's Kentucky Wildcats are in the hunt. So throughout the tournament, I'm going to call up my friend to ask about his wins, losses, and especially what he's telling his players in the locker room.
You got to win every day.
Find the Ways to Win podcast anywhere you listen.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.
Vinicius was like, you know, I'm a Mustang, I'll just do what I want, I'm a stallion. And Modric taught him on and off the pitch, yeah, all right, but if you get that far and you give me the ball, oh, you'll get it back better.
Yes.
You'll get it back better.
Yes.
And you can see him.
Yes.
You hear about what he tells him verbally, but it's like, and Vinicius
is
like,
is that, have you, oh. have you, is that true?
Yeah, no, like, no, I've spent time talking spent time to there? Coaches and players saying that.
Yeah.
Because I adored Vinicius because I didn't care that he wasn't yet the final article, and I hated the way that, and this is not necessarily for you, but in Spain I felt he was talked about differently because he was a gauche, strange accent, black Brazilian. And if a young Spaniard was playing like that, the adjectives to describe him would have been different. And I was like, no, wait. And often people like David Weir have said, when you're scouting and when you're analysing, don't always look at what they can't do. Look at what they can do, and try to adapt and change what they can't do. So I thought, and I went back and watched him at Flamengo. Then I watched the process of, Benzema was angry with him and lost his temper in a Borussia Mönchengladbach game. But Modric went to Vinicius time and time again. You think that the crowd want you to, and we want you to beat another. No, if you've done this much and give it to us, and then your movement is right, not only will you get it back, you'll score, and you'll be even more popular in your contracts. And he listened, and it just changed everything.
Do you know what's so unbelievable that you say that is, if you look at the players we've recruited in the last 3-4 years, obviously Alexis Mucalajar, Argentinian, Moises Caicedo, Ecuadorian, Julio Enciso, Paraguayan, and he's the lad at the moment that you look at him training. He signed in the summer, and you're like, wow, this guy has got, he's quick enough, he's strong enough, he's got his shot, but he wants to do everything with the ball, everything. And you're screaming at him to pass it, screaming. He's not wanting to like pass it at the right time, he wants to impress, and we're educating him.
Yeah.
It sounds like very similar to what Modric was saying to Vinicius. You know, they want to, you know, they are workers, the South Americans, they want to work and impress. All we want to do is help you, you know. We haven't got the pace, or us players haven't got the speed or the tricks. But in England, like, or at the top level, if you move it, you'll get it back.
That's it.
And then you'll still be the superstar, you'll still be the hero. You'll still have the fans chanting your name.
Probably more so.
More so.
But look at Cristiano. I mean, it's a different culture. Portugal is not the same as Brazil or South America. But at the point when really all the media industry was saying, well, like, too many stepovers, okay, that's fine, that's not very constructive, it's reductive, it might have been accurate, but the players were saying to him, and it got varied, but it ushered Van Nistelrooy out of the club eventually, but Van Nistelrooy's point was right, and it has changed Cristiano, that once you've got here, if you release, I'll be on it, and that will increase the team's chances of winning, right? It'll increase my goal tally, but it'll increase your value too, and he did.
Yeah.
So if it even took a man that, you know, smart and determined to be the best, a little while to understand there's a difference between showing and winning, or showing and being effective, it's natural that young South Americans from certain cultures will think like that. So I know neither of us is being critical, but the process of how to teach them and persuade them, I think, is hard. I think it's been easy for Alexis at Brighton since, if you score your first Premier League goal in the 90th minute at Palace, you're a fucking legend already, you know?
Yeah.
Did you have to explain to him how it is that a team so far away could be a derby match and how significant it was for him to get a 90th minute equaliser against Palace, because he could not have understood other than, you know, we've got a point in the last minute with 10 men. But for Brighton, Palace is a big game.
Of course, it's a big game, yeah. And I still question whether I know exactly how the rivalry still is.
Maybe
it is.
Nobody does by
but,
now.
But no, Alexis, you know, what a special player and a special person. He took him a bit of time to settle.
Yeah.
Coming in, learning the language. His English is incredible now. He's picked it up. And he's a player that he's so pure how he plays. It was so special watching him during the World Cup. Mm. You know, not playing to begin with, and then him getting used, and then proving himself, and then not playing so well that there's no way this guy doesn't play. And then at the end, to see like Messi looking for him, like Messi was like looking for him to link to play. I mean, when Messi's looking for you, that's to help build attacks. To
you see them doing this, don't you?
Alexis's role was almost to mirror where Messi was. Whether Messi was deep, he'd then take higher positions. If Messi was high, he'd like drop. And that just shows how much he understands. Like his footballing intelligence. Okay, he's not the quickest, he's not the strongest. Doesn't matter. Because up here, it's like Modric, he's not the quickest, he's not the strongest. But so smart. Knows that the football's faster than anyone, anything. And Alexis is of that ilk. He just is. And he had to battle tough moments here in the beginning. Because he's very
lockdown.
Coming over at lockdown, adapting to the culture, the language. He's a very introverted, shy guy.
Like Messi.
Yeah,
I think off the pitch, I think things like that matter.
Yeah, of course.
That the people recognise one another's character.
Of course, and I always went out of my way to make sure he was okay, because I knew he was such a wonderful person, player, because I could see it. Just needed time. Mm. Sometimes you just need time to adapt to the surroundings, the shitty weather. Mm-hmm. You know, Brighton, the language, the league, the relentlessness of the league, how physical it is. And the reception he got here from everyone when he came back was incredible.
I need to ask you where you are, because you're a busy father. Where were you? How did you watch the final?
I watched the final with my eldest son at my house.
So just as France press, as the ball... You know, Thibaut Martinez kicks, and France press at left back, and the ball goes to, first of all, to Nahuel Molina, whose introductory game at Aleti was a horror ball, where the ball came at him, he fluffed, and Villarreal right. took it and scored, and he can play, but it's, I mean, it's simple for people like you, but right back in a World Cup final, the ball gets pressed, it's coming at you wild, and he just volleys it to Alexis. A volley pass, and he knew exactly where it's going. And you're watching this with your boy, with whom you speak a lot of football, and the volley pass goes Alexis, and then it goes Messi, and then it goes Alvarez, and Alexis is gone. You must have been off your seat.
I mean, people watching that goal, I don't know if you don't understand football to the level, you might not give that goal the credit it deserves. There's so many actions in that goal. Alvarez's press to win it back, you know, the manager kind of like telling him to, you know, almost like whipping him like he's a jockey, and Alvarez is, and then they say the ball goes to, was it Molina?
The press means it comes loose to Molina at right back-ish.
The ball round the corner from Alexis is like incredible, like how he does it so far. And then the two touches from Messi, I can't remember if he used his knee and then played it round the corner. Like, how he cleaned the ball, like, got it under control round the corner. And Alexis's initiative once he's played his pass, to spin and go to the space that Messi's dropped deep for. even the ball we played to Di Maria, how he's lifted it. He's lifted it a little bit because if the defender stuck his leg out to block it, he's lifted it a little bit so it's like always going to get to Di Maria. Because even if he puts his leg out, it lifts it over. And then Di Maria done the best. It's one of the best goals I think I've ever seen, ever seen in the context.
What's the vicarious pleasure? I mean, you want to be that player yourself. You want England to lift the trophy. But what's the vicarious pleasure like when it's a teammate and a friend doing that?
It was as if I was Argentinian.
Yeah.
And that's I'm speaking for the whole of Brighton, by the way. The whole of Brighton.
When you say, and this is a reasonably accurate direct quote, I'm blown away by his ideas, De Zerbi, and how he sees the game. He's very, very tactical in the training pitch. Lots of phases of play and deep build-up, very structured.
Yeah.
There are different situations where he wants you to do things. He gives you all the options. Mm. There are other phrases. Try to explain, one, De Zerbi's ideas, and two, lots of phases of play and deep build-up.
Yeah.
To try and make the ordinary person understand.
So the phases of play and deep build-up, to start with, it's not tiki-taka for the sake of it to look good. It's not that. It's the end goal. And the end goal is to create 4v4, 3v3 in a big space to go and hurt the opponents. Where your Vinicius Juniors or your Julios for us will do what they love doing and create 1v1s.
Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
I'm Ina Garten. Welcome to Be My Guest, the podcast. One of the best gifts you can give friends is spending time together. But what's even better than that? Cooking with them. On Be My Guest, the podcast, new friends and old stop by my barn for some conversation and great cooking. We talk about food, life, and everything in between. Listen to Be My Guest, the podcast with me, Ina Garten, and join us wherever you get your podcasts.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com